We are going to be quickly looking at the word of the Lord today, accessing the power of God. And I will just do that very sharply with the time we have as we prepare for the Kingdom Power and Glory World Conference that is already here. Our objective this morning is to understand how to access power with God. What are the secrets of power with God? One of the days, we understood that power is a necessity. It's not a luxury. Power with God is a necessity, especially in the world that we live in. We can become victims without power. He said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, for we wrestle. Why do we need power? We wrestle. Whether you are interested or not, we wrestle. Whether you look for anybody's trouble or not, you are in the wrestling. To exist powerless is to exit as a victim. You exit this life. So we need not necessarily power to perform miracle or power to be a pastor, but power to survive. Genesis 32 and in verse 28, he said, as a prince hast thou power with God and with man, and you are prevailed. That is, you will thrive, you will survive. He wasn't talking to a pastor. He was talking to a businessman that Jacob was. You need power to stand, power to live, power to fulfill your destiny, power to fulfill your days, power to escape the grip of the forces that want you to be buried before your time. It's power. Some of us would have been forgotten long ago, if not for God's help and power. We're about to land in France some time ago. And the plane came like this. There was a frenzy. There was commotion. Nobody knew what was going on. I held the hand of Dr. Misadventure. I said, it has been declared over us, if it will crash, we will not enter. If we have entered, it cannot crash. We were in the middle of that for a while until the pilot came on. They said, sorry, there was a failure. I think it was of the automatic landing system or whatever it was. Not in Nigeria, or before you say it was our people's carelessness. Hallelujah. So that kind of thing does not serve you notice. There are other things that you'll encounter on your life's journey without notice. You shook hands with a witch you didn't know. You entered a vehicle driven by a wizard who was sent on assignment to recruit blood, more blood. But you fulfill your days. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. You are saying amen, say louder, amen. So it is non-negotiable. It is non-negotiable. So how do we walk? Number one, secret access to accessing power is passion for God's presence. Passion. Psalm 63 verse 1 to 2. You say, oh Lord, my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longeth for you. You. If you want to get his power, get him first. My soul thirsted for you. My flesh longeth for you. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is, when I have done that, I will see your power. There are many looking for power just for show. You don't look for the shadow if the sun is nearby. The sun will naturally cause the shadow to be cast. You don't look for the shell if the snail is around. The shell of the snail follows the snail. You don't beg for his power if you carry his presence. How God anointed Jesus of Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Look for God and power will take care of himself. One of the things, if I don't know anything about myself, is a hunger, a dieless hunger for God that refuses to be conquered. Hallelujah. Passion for God. Lord, I long for your lovely face. If you want to know a person's theology, look at his hymnology. If you want to know a person's spirituality, listen to his songology. Lord, I long for your lovely face. Hallelujah. You cannot be deeper than your song. You see, we have a lot of shallow content today because that is the depth of the people. Am I communicating at all? Beloved, if there is something you are going to ask God today, place in my heart, Lord, a hunger for you that cannot be conquered. For you yourself. When you get crude oil, you don't beg for the other things that follow it. You can get the petrol from it, what they call the PMS, the Premium Motor Spirit. You can get the diesel from it. Is that a DPK or something? You can get the petrol from it. You can get other things from just one crude oil. If you get God as the main product, you get power as the byproduct. And the use of that word product is not sacrilegious. If you get God as the main focus, main object of your pursuit, all the other things are byproducts. They are byproducts. They come, they flow natural. That is why some of us don't look at the face of any man. It doesn't matter who is. Nothing. Because you pursue him. and things come. So the first thing is passion for God's presence. Number two is the altar of prayer. I'm going to rush because of time, but we have passion for God's presence, the altar of prayer. The altar of prayer is the altar of power. In Genesis 32, 24 to 28, you already saw how the power of God came at the place of prayer. Jacob was left alone and power came, the altar of prayer. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 3 and in from verse 1, the Bible talked about Peter and John went into the temple at the hour of prayer. That hour of prayer became the hour of power. Show me a man of prayer, I will show you a man of power. If you know prayer, K-N-O-W, prayer, you must know power. Elias was a man of like passion and he prayed. That there should be no rain and there was not. James 5:17. And he prayed again and there was rain. That was the man of prayer who was also the man of power. Listen, brothers and sisters, there is no shortcut to the world of power. No shortcut. You know prayer, you know power. I can't be praying and aggressively pursuing God, and there are times I pray for hours at a time, and your own is 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes, and you want us to see the same result. It's not possible. 15 minutes prayer while drinking coffee. It's not possible. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not possible. It's not possible. The American church saw a lot of power until prayer became downplayed. Night vigil cannot hold until there is coffee. On our own, we don't serve them no coffee. We had an 8 hours in his presence in New York City. Was it Jonathan Shuttlesworth or one of those who was there? Who said, keeping Americans in one place for 8 hours without food is a bigger miracle than raising the dead. It's a bigger miracle. That is, you kept them, number one, they sat down for 8 hours in one place. Not entertainment. Preaching, miracles, science, wonders. Number two, no coffee. No coffee break, no snack table. And they say, that miracle is bigger than raising the dead. Hallelujah. Please, I'd like you to ask God. Many of us, you know, before Elijah called fire, the Bible says he repaired the altar that was broken down. Many of us, our prayer altars are broken down. Our spiritual altars are broken down. We have gotten overwhelmed with a lot of cares and things of this life. And we don't have time for prayer anymore. As a medical student, I pray between 1 hour to 3 hours every morning before class that starts by 8 a.m. And that continues for the duration of the course of 5-6 years. No wonder I saw things deaf ear open as a student. Do you understand what I'm talking about? The altar of prayer will give you access to the power of God. So two things we're asking the Lord. Lord, baptize me with fresh passion for you. And Lord, help me this morning as I repair the altar of prayer. Number three is the force of praise. Acts chapter 16, verse 24 to 25. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises. The prisoners heard, and suddenly there was an earthquake. What happens? What happens with your life of praise? Psalm 22 and in verse 3, it says, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." God lives inside praise. God lives inside praise. God lives inside praise. And the president does not arrive without the full deployment of security. The arrival of God is the arrival of his omnipotence, his dispatch riders, his force and might arrives with him. So when you know praise, you must know power. I'm not talking of just singing. I'm talking of a heart of worship. I'm talking of that climate of worship. You carry it. You move with you. It is thick. It is dense. And then God steps in. Again, Lord, deliver me from the spirit and the spell of murmuring and grumbling, and impart me with a garment of praise, the force of praise. Number four is the action of soul winning. The action of soul winning. Acts 1:8, "And ye shall receive," but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, "and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the othermost part of the earth." Ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the othermost part of the earth. Luke chapter 10, verse 17 to verse 19 said, "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." They went on the assignment of soul winning, and that assignment was backed by power. This is the summary. His assignment attracts both his consignment and his endowment. Whenever you are on his assignment legitimately, it attracts his consignment. What you need to do that assignment, it also attracts his empowerment, his endowment. You can't be on the assignment of Jehovah and be powerless. It's like being sent to the battlefield without enough weapon. That can happen in the land of the living, but not with God. Hallelujah. Like you, if you want to see God effortlessly in your life, see his supplies and see his power, Just key into the frequency of kingdom assignment. I went somewhere yesterday after the workforce vigil as the chancellor, by his privilege of the University of the Methodist Church, the Wesley University. I had to be there for their convocation. And we landed in a field, and the people gathered. They trooped in. And before we could take off from that place, I had to preach to the people there. It wasn't planned, but they gathered. That's Pastor Paul Enenche. I had to preach to them. That is assignment on the go. We're coming out from Uganda. The immigration elder, "Oh man of God, pray for us." I said, "Okay, before I pray for you, I need you to pray along with me like this." That is, your life is wired What occurs to you first is the soul of the people and their eternal destination. And once you walk and live like that, you won't beg for power. You will not beg for power. The chief of Ondo, they call him Oshimawe of Ondo. His Majesty, that's the Ondo kingdom. He called me yesterday, said, "Thank you. We see development happening in our land. Since you became the head of, of that institution." The vice chancellor said, of the university, he said, "We connected to what you carried and everything here exploded." He was taking their prelate and all of from construction to construction. He was showing them. They say, "What is happening here? What's going on here? How is this?" Students got first class in yesterday's convocation. And each of them is going to have a gift of 150,000 from me times 65. Hallelujah. This year was more than last year. Yes. Yeah. No, this last year, I told them that last year we gave them 100,000. This year we have promoted it. We have increased it. That's the preaching to the people and all of that. In the field, who gathered, leading them to Christ. It was unprepared for. Hallelujah. You cannot live like that and be devoid of power. Finally, the action of soul winning. And number 5 is the light of the word of God. The light of the word of God. Luke chapter 4 verse 32 and in verse 36. Luke 4, 32 and 36. "And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power." His word was with power. His word was with power. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and in verse 4. He said, "Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou?" There is power. There is power. When you take carbohydrates and you digest carbohydrates, the breakdown product of carbohydrate is glucose. In some cases, you get fructose. And those that are milk-based, lactose, then galactose. If you break down protein, you get amino acids. If you break down fat, you get lipids. And the fat that is joined to proteins, you have lipoproteins. If you break down what, you get power acid. That is the digestive product of what is power. Digest it, meditate on it. There are many things inside what. Power is inside, life is inside. So you have power sin, life sin. Glory sin. They are all inside what? Digest it, eat it. They are just, your system just absorbs. And you are glowing. And you are shining. Somebody said, "You are looking younger. Instead of looking older." If you are looking for somebody that will be looking old, you will look for a long for. You will look forever. Because this leg, if Jesus tarries to come, it will move like that maybe in another 30 or 40 years. Because we can't do what we are doing, feeding on the word and living like that. and then be dealt with by age. Moses was 120 years old. He had the energy of a 40-year-old or a 20-something-year-old. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, Father, today I receive the light of your word. In the name of Jesus, I receive today the grace to win souls. In the name of Jesus, I receive the garment of praise. In the name of Jesus, I receive a fresh mantle of prayer. In the name of Jesus, I receive the baptism of passion for your presence. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. I will overshoot the time just small for the sake of certain things I wanted to say. Lift up your hands 1 minute and say after me, say, Father, thank you for your word to me today in the name of Jesus. While you remain standing, I have 2 conclusions. First, that power belongs to God and is accessible by all. Psalm 62 and in verse 11, once God has spoken, twice have I heard, that power belongs to God. We have a God of power. And second, that power is a necessity for survival. It's a necessity for survival. We need it. As a prince, you have power with God and you have prevailed. Father, we thank you. Give you the praise and the honor. Lift your voice and say, Father, I thank you. I give you the praise. I give you the honor.
I give you the honor.
I give you the adoration.
I give you the adoration.
Blessed be your name.
Help me, Lord,
to walk in your power, to live in your power,
to
move in your power, in the name of Jesus,
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 in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray for the next 30 seconds, 1 minute. Father, I receive the help to walk. I receive the help to live in. I receive the help to move in your power. Mashallah taridi suta fila ganada hadida. Laketo peru naganda saladida. Rota sata feta sena ganada hardada. Repapata sena glabada brugudu salahardida. Repata sete feru naganada hardada. Rakapapata sete lada brugada. Repata sete feta sela lada brugada. Shallah lada brugada brugada. Repapata Father, we give you the prayer. Father, we give you the honor. Where to serve video la harada. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
The Lord has heard and the Lord has answered us. In Jesus' precious name. It's a new day and a new season. In Jesus' name. Amen. Take your seat 1 minute. We'll just pray sharply and just to inform us that our Father in the Lord, God's servant Bishop Oyedepo, we have been in discussion on the situation of our country, back and forth. He's very, very burdened and passionate about it. And he has called for like-minded people for us to embark on a 7 days prayer for the nation in the night, midnight praying, like 11 to 12 midnight. Go ahead and give the Lord the praise. Starting from tonight, and already we have the command the day midnight prayer and also the 24-hour prayer chain. So we are going to be incorporating those he has written out the prayer points that we are going to incorporate in the prayers. And I want to let everyone know
Just ensure that you are connected to the commanding the day midnight prayer, especially for the next 7 days, because this specific prayer for the nation is going to be happening. Now, one of the challenges that I know that we have in this nation, and I think that in this season, there will be a lot of repenting that many people in our nation need to do. First of all, the nation has the capacity of taking things too casually. Too casually, too unserious. Until it goes out of hand. For example, many years ago, a particular state came out with their religious law. In a state, a nation that is secular, everybody allowed it to pass, including the government then in power. We are where we are today. And it continued from there, on and on and on and on. Another challenge we have is the challenge of people not listening to those who can see. Those who have the capacity to see far. Ignore the prophetic voices. Voices that say, hey, this is where we are headed. We said that in the real one. The government then may not be perfect, but what is coming is hell. We are embarked on prayer and fasting that the year 2017 for the whole year. Because when that government, how can you say a man of such pedigree in 2011 he lost election, the country almost burnt, almost 800 people in the north, lives lost bout to youth coppers. The man that the terrorists say should negotiate for them before he came into power. The man that imported terror for the next 2015 election, imported fighters into the country in case it's not declared. The man then came into power and is a patron of a killer organization. The man that then opened the borders of the nation. Anywhere you are, come here, we welcome you. You all have no idea of how many killers are in this country today. You don't have an idea. That's why people are sleeping the way they are. Open the gates. Every time somebody was killed, he defended it. And it's like taking a terrorist and put him as a president. We should be grateful to God in the first place that it was not directly handed over to terrorists. Like some of the countries of the world that you used to hear about. And when we talk, little children on the internet, he said they just don't like him, this and that. The person who is to handle insecurity multiplied times 1,000. Corruption tripled, went to Harvard. Underdevelopment massive. The evil that he did to this nation, only God can help us recover from it. So when people are talking, please try and hear. There are some of us, we have no stake. I mean, there's nothing we are looking for other than to ensure that the agenda of God for a people is fulfilled. At that time, there were people who are quick to come, and there is one they call Save Nigerian Group. I don't know where they are now. There are plenty of such groups who arrive, pushing the wrong narratives. All manner. I don't know where they. Some of them need to repent now for supporting the evil that brought the nation to this place. Some of those who say, "Oh, change has come." It entered chain. The whole nation entered chain. And we are praying that Jehovah God, like we said the other time, wherever, however he will do it, national, celestial, international intervention, whatever God will do, Lord, do it. Let these killers be buried. Let Nigeria be their graveyard. Stand up on your feet. But please, let's have ear and ear. When we talk now, there are things we have talked that many have seen now, isn't it? No real pastor who is a genuine pastor is a political person. No real pastor. There are prophets, and a prophet in a nation who is reducing his life by becoming political. Reducing his life. So we speak out of passion. We speak out of the things we see ahead that many can't see. Even right now, there are things we said. How far? We are going to pray. And because of time, we are going to collapse these five prayers into one. This nation, what the devil did not understand is that it is in the agenda of God for global evangelism. And the devil also say, "I want to use Nigeria to make a negative news." It will never happen. It will never happen. Bad news for terrorists, bad news for bandits, bad news for jihadists, bad news for their sponsors, bad news for their importers, bad news for their collaborators, bad news for everyone connected with that demonic network. You have no future in this nation. You have no future in this nation. This land shall be your obituary or funeral. And we shall go to the nations of the earth and fulfill the assignment and the agenda of God. Somebody say a louder amen. Amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Amen. Say a louder amen. Amen. Lift up your hands and your voice and say, "Father,
Father,
we ask that you visit,
the foundation
of our nation.
Correct
our faulty foundation.
Correct
our faulty foundation. And give us total deliverance.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, we ask that every blood covenant fueling death and destruction in our nation be neutralized by the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that every veil or covering of sorrow, of death and destruction cast over our nation by the kingdom of darkness be destroyed by your power, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, you know, one angel went to the army of Syria. He killed 185,000 of them in one night. That is what those scriptures are saying. Now say, Father, we ask for celestial help in the war against terrorism and jihad in this nation. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you release the angel that eliminated 185,000 members of the Assyrian army. Release that angel into the forests, into the wilderness, into the bushes of Nigeria to eliminate the jihad.
jihadist army in Nigeria, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, we ask that you will arise in Nigeria and let your enemies be, and the enemies of your church in Nigeria and the enemies of the nation be scattered. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, scatter those who delight in war in our nation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Scatter them. Scatter those who delight in war. Scatter those who delight in war. Lite sete fete sida. Scatter those who delight in war. Scatter those who delight in war. Scatter those who delight in war. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Anywhere you are this morning, in need of surrender to Jesus, you need forgiveness for your sins, please remain standing still. And you want Jesus to be Lord over your life, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus. Pray it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of you. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. You pray the prayer. Can I see your hand up? Prayer for forgiveness for your sins. Surrender to Jesus. Let me see your hand up. Anywhere you are, quickly run to the front here. And if you didn't pray that prayer, but you know you need Jesus in your life, you need forgiveness for your sins, also rush to the front here. You need Jesus in your life. You need forgiveness for your sins. You want today to mark a new day for you. Quickly, go ahead in the singing and let them come forward. I'll give you the count of 10. All right, the rest of us, take your seat. One. Everywhere you are, that's right, I see the crowd coming. You are bound by an addiction that needs to be broken: smoking, drinking, womanizing, masturbation, prostitution, gambling, fraud, unforgiveness, bitterness, anything that you need freedom from. Please stand up on your feet and run to the front again still. I've got my mind made up, and I won't talk about because I want to see my Jesus. And I want to know because of you. I've got my mind made up. And I want to know because I want to see my Jesus. Someday.
coming.
Because I want. Goodbye, world. And I stay no longer with you. Stay no longer with you. Made up my mind to go on.
For the rest of my life, I
made up my mind to go God's way. The rest of my life.
Father, we give you the praise and the honor. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Stretch your hands. Place your hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Make me a new person. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I ask that a hold of sin be broken off your life. Grace to live for God be released for you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.